Coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we look back at some of the most memorable community events by the Browns this past year.
The players take football and sportsmanship to Istanbul, Turkey.
The entire Browns organization comes together to make a wish come true.
And have your tissues ready when a soldier surprises his family upon his return from overseas.
All that and more coming up next.
Good morning, Dog Pound, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Sarah Carnes, joined always by Dustin Fox.
Sarah, I know you'll agree with me. One of the things we'd love to share with all of you guys out there is the fact that the Browns give 10 all the time.
Absolutely, and let's get right into one of my favorite events of the year, the Browns Special Olympics Play 60 event.
We have a great opportunity with the Browns giving us this, the festival that they do every year. The kids look forward to it. They're excited. They love how they do the obstacles. They get to meet some of the alumni Browns and some of the new players. You see smiles from the time we get on the bus to the time we come back.
It really brings awareness that these kids can achieve anything that they put their mind to. Katie, I've known for a year. This is her first year in my class. And Sean, I had him when he was in eighth grade. I'm so proud that he's still with Special Olympics, and I'm hoping that Katie still continues to do Special Olympics after she does leave Riverside.
It's given us a positive outlook in the sense of ability that she can train to do anything. It brings it down to her level, and she's able to train, you know, with swimming and the bowling, and just gives her a nice sense of confidence. She can do anything. She will, because she'll give it a try and
never give up.
And never give up. You got it.
Nico Torres has the opportunity to meet President Obama today, and it's due because of his Special Olympics silver medal, actually, for the National Unified Bowling Tournament that he was in El Paso. So, I mean, Special Olympics opens a lot of doors for everyone, including our athletes, our partners, and our coaches.
He didn't have a lot of friends because he was very to himself. So this brought him out and made him more social. Got to meet new people, and he got to help new people.
I mean, the other people inspire me, but the most inspire me is my self-confidence in my own self.
What I've noticed with Sean when he joined Special Olympics was not only did his confidence expand, but also his thought processes, because now he's having to compete with not only other Special Olympic athletes, but he's going mainstream.
Yeah, the regular ed, and they're pretty fast. Some people is fast enough they can beat me, and I can sometimes be in first place.
We're very grateful. Wanted to say thank you, not only to the Browns, but to the Special Olympics, because they've made a great impact on our family and a great impact on him personally.
Yeah.
Sarah, sometimes the Browns players have just as much fun as the kids themselves at some of these Play 60 events. Our next video showcases Browns center Alex Mack and his commitment to the USO. Check it out.
This year we were able to go to the Middle East, to two different countries. We visited about, you know, five bases in each country. And then we were able to go to Northern Africa and Djibouti. They get pretty excited, you know, because they're over there for, you know, 6 to 9 months to a year. And they, you know, they don't get to see a lot of home. They're away doing like the same job all the time in like a small base and, you know, not ideal situation. And to have part of home come and visit them is really nice. They get really fired up. I mean, they get really excited. They have a good time. Every USO trip I've been on, there's just been packed with like Browns fans. You know, every base, every location, there's somebody with a big flag. There's just a huge contingent of the military is Browns fan for some reason. It's really fun for me. It's great for them to be really excited. I mean, they're up at 4 a.m. to watch these games. You know, it's a reason to like keep going kind of thing. And it's fun for us to come out there. We ask them a lot of questions. You know, they get to show us what they do. They get asked us a few questions. You know, there's a good interaction there, and I think they had a good time. I think I choose to, you know, appreciate the military because, I mean, I think what they do is fascinating. I'm, like, constantly asking people questions about it. And I think it's a real noble cause. You know, you are serving, you're putting your life in risk to help other people. I think it's just important in order to just appreciate kind of the sacrifice our military members go through. You know, they're doing a really hard work. They don't really have a lot of freedom what they choose to do. I mean, it's a great opportunity, and they definitely, I think, get to see and do a lot of things a lot of people don't. And that's why I think I'm so lucky to be able to get to go there. Because, I mean, without the, you know, four-year commitment, I'm able to see and do things that people really have to devote their lives to do. One of the real fun days was we got to go to the flight line. It took us out, we got to see all these airplanes, you know, the U-2 bomber, which was made in the 70s, I think. Forgive my history. You know, going out there and seeing some of that stuff and seeing these, you know, really cool high-tech pieces of equipment. You know, the F-22 was fascinating. Seeing, like, the cargo planes, the communications planes, you know, just really cool things that you don't really get to do that often. There was the reason I signed up for the second one, because that's such a great time the first time. You know, everyone wholeheartedly agreed after the first trip. You know, it's just 7 days, and you're tired, you're flying, you're doing a lot of traveling, and we all agreed, like, without a doubt, I wish we could do another week.
It's just so great to see the guys giving back like that. You can read all about Alex's experience overseas in his journal on clevelandbrowns.com. All right, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Up next, follow players as they host a football camp in Turkey.
We try to pick countries that aren't really known for football.
And we'll see one of the most recognizable names in Browns history inspire Cleveland area athletes.
I fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. A failure. It was a failure. It hurt.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Sarah, a lot of football players host football camps in their hometowns, including myself. Well, Gary Barnage of the Browns, he took it to another level. He got a bunch of guys together, and they traveled overseas to Istanbul, Turkey, through his foundation, American Football Without Barriers. Take a look.
It was an amazing trip. We went to Istanbul, Turkey, and we brought 12 NFL players. We brought a couple guys from the Browns. We brought some Seattle Seahawks. But it was great. We go every year. We go to different countries. We've been to China. We've been to Brazil. And this year we went to Turkey. We try to pick countries that aren't really known for football, but they play it. It's a big popular sport there, and we want to help it grow.
You know, I got to travel to the mosques and go to, you know, got to hear the call for prayer and learn a lot about Islam culture while we were there.
Up until those couple of weeks, that was my first time going to a Muslim country, experiencing the differences that they have opposed to us. But I mean, it has definitely opened my eyes to the bigger world and just how different people are, but also how similar we are. Like, we're all grouped together by our common love in sports, and that's what we're pushing for at AFWB to make that sport football and to grow the sports in different countries and just so everybody can, I guess, enjoy the sport the way we do.
That we're just trying to break every mold known. We're trying to break everything known about football in other countries. We're trying to show anybody can do it everywhere. There's talent everywhere in the world. And it's not just here. We want to make it an international sport. NFL is trying to do it as itself, but we're trying to break it even more than they are.
We teach everybody. We teach girls, boys, men, women, special needs kids, anybody really who wants to learn. We teach them camps and clinics.
There was definitely some kids that I feel if they have the right coaching and the right they have the right coaching, they could play. I mean, there's super athletic kids out there. But that's another thing that's good about AFWB. The goal for each trip is to obviously bring back a kid and try to get them on a college team and get them a scholarship.
You don't recruit internationally for football very often, mainly for basketball and baseball. So we're trying to break that trend and get kids looked at by other countries here. We're going to spread the sport that we love to play in other countries, help build it there. But we also want to have a charitable aspect when we visit orphanages and help kids, donate clothes, teach them to have fun, and because they don't get that opportunity. In orphanages, when we went to China as well, these kids never got to see other people and all that stuff. So we wanted to break that. We wanted to let them have fun, have a moment of time, and just enjoy themselves.
How cool is that? I am so sure that that football camp is so much more than just football skills to both the players that are there and the kids. If you want to learn more about American football without barriers, visit this website, afwbcamp.com.
Now our next video, Sarah, hits very close to home. Browns defensive back Dante Whitner, he took a couple of his Browns teammates to visit the high school that Ted Ginn Sr., his former head coach in high school, developed, the Ginn Academy, right here in Cleveland. Take a look.
My favorite way to give 10 is to visit schools, primarily in areas that I came from, where I can look at the kids and pretty much see myself in them, know what type of knowledge that they're thirsty for, and then give it to them.
Many of the Browns players give back to the community. That's part of the culture here in the organization. But Dante's really able to give back in a much more personal way just because he's from the Cleveland area and has such a personal connection to Coach Ginn and Ginn Academy.
When Dante Whitner comes to our school and talks to us, like, I feel like that's another wonderful influence because he's been through it. Like, he's been through what I'm going through now as a junior.
Dante Whitner, Glenville High School.
Like, so I will take all the information and stuff that I can get from him because I know he's been through it and I want to get to where he's at. And I know that can help me become a better man.
Whether you're going to get your degree, your master's degree, your PhD, and you're providing for your family, and these are the people that you need to listen to because they've been in the situations that you are going to be in one day.
Knowing that some of the players that play for the Browns came from the same place that we came from, like Dante Whitner, I guess kind of encourages me to do better because I know I can do what he can do, knowing that he came from the same place I come from.
One of the amazing things about Dante is not only is he a leader on the field, but he's also a leader in the community. And so that means bringing along some of the younger players, such as Kaywin Williams and Kevin Cohn, and many others who have joined him over the years.
You all are now leaders. You know, whether you like it or not, whether you think you are or not, you all are leaders, just like us.
A life coach is a person that actually encourages kids to be different, to be strong, to be a leader, to serve.
He makes you realize that time is precious and you don't have time to play. Like, he makes you buckle down.
I wanted to do what my friends was doing. The kids I grew up in grammar school, they was on the block every day doing the same thing. I knew where to find them. They wasn't leaving. So I just wanted to be different, you know, and I just worked hard. And you guys should be grateful. Y'all got life coaches y'all could reach out to. Mr. Ginn right here, you know, y'all got a lot of people willing to help you guys.
I've been a life coach for 20-something years. They'll be an example of hope for young people.
The Cleveland Browns Foundation has supported the Ginn Academy's Life Coach program for a couple of years now, and it's really a critical part of their success. They have a 95% graduation rate at the school.
My life coach was Coach Ginn. Before we put the label on life coach, it was more so of a father figure.
He really like a father to us. He helped me become a man, actually. I've talked to him about stuff that I don't feel like I'm comfortable talking to other people about.
We wanted to make excuses about not wanting to get up and not wanting to work out or not wanting to do homework or not wanting to go to school. He was there to tell us not to do that. And if we didn't listen, he was still going to be in our face to make sure we did the right things.
A life coach is also somebody who actually have a genuine concern for the kids that's here at Ginn Academy.
He's like more of a big brother too because he talk about stuff with us that nobody knows about or stuff like that, that we don't even talk to other people about. It stays in here, won't go nowhere else, keep it between us.
We try to give the kids, each kid, an individual life plan and to help them be able to navigate their way through the world and just trying to get them that guiding light.
We got a great relationship and he just encouraged me to do better.
Just being able to see the students' faces when they hear from NFL players who literally have walked in their shoes, they come from the same background, they face the same challenges, it gives them a sense that this really is possible. It's something that they can attain, and I think it's very powerful moving not only for the students, the life coaches, but also for the players.
You know, I just love how passionate Dante is about his neighborhood. You know what I can't wait to see? Him come out in the new uniforms this season with Cleveland right across his chest.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Dog Pound, keep it right here because we'll be right back. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, we visit the Adapted Football League at Camp Cheerful. And a soldier surprises his family on game day with his return to the States.
Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns Foundation sponsors the Adaptive Football League, where kids with disabilities get to compete against each other on the football field and learn football skills. And I have to say, it's one of the Browns players' favorite ways to give 10, and you'll see why right here.
The Adaptive Football Program began 5 years ago, and it's for children with special needs. It's for 7 years and older. It could be cognitive disability, physical disability. We try to make accommodations to involve everybody.
And this is the first program of its kind in the state of Ohio. We're very proud to partner with Achievement Centers for Children, who does a fabulous job with this program. So this year, we're really thrilled. We normally have about 75 kids in the program, and it grew this year. We have over 100 kids in the program. It also requires a very heavy volunteer base, so we have about a one-to-one ratio at the very least. So tremendous support from the community to come out here, which means a lot to the parents and families that are here.
What a fantastic thing it is for them to do this for this community. You look at the kids, you see the smiles on their faces, you see the kids running and competing and throwing, and that kind of tells you what the foundation really means. And it's just a great and unique thing, and we like seeing the players. I mean, it's great that a lot of the players come out here, and that just means so much to the kids.
I tell them right back that it means just as much to us as it does to them, just because, you know, to be able to put a smile on a child's face, there's nothing more precious than that.
Well, if you sit over on the sidelines, you see the parents are talking about their kids. I sort of think it's like you're watching a high school football game, and your kid's out there, and you're going, well, I wish he should do that, and boy, he really did good. And so the parents love it, and it's a great thing for them to see, and they get to sit out on a nice day and relax and know that their kids are under good supervision, but at the same time, they're out there competing, and you know, they're trying their best, so it's great.
This is our first year. So his first time coming out to the field and seeing other kids that were like him and just being able to play, that's my first investment. Just to see him running and having fun and just being happy. So it means the world to me.
It's very important and to give me and encourage me.
Well, I think it's amazing. I think that the Cleveland Browns are really to be commended for this because of what it does for the kids. Even for this night game, when Tristan called us up and asked us to come, you know, he was like, it's 8 o'clock, it's under the lights. And we thought, oh, okay, this is important. And he really, really likes it. He's done it now for probably 3 or 4 years. And he has friends that he only sees here at the game.
Adaptive Football League is my favorite because we can do more stuff than we can be, best we can be.
To learn more about the Adaptive Football League and other campaigns of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, you can visit clevelandbrowns.com/foundation.
All right, our next video features a Cleveland Browns legend, Ernest Biner. Now, if you're a true Browns fan, you remember his many triumphs. But yes, there will always be the fumble. But this is so cool how he's using that moment to inspire so many.
I'm known in a lot of circles for what we call the fumble. They had a 21-3 lead on us. Okay, we done. This is John Elway. We're not supposed to be in this game. But we battle back. We going in to actually tie the game, and I fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. A failure. It was a failure. It hurt tremendously. And a lot of people judge me based on that particular one play.
We had a great event here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame this morning with Ernest Biner, Reggie Hodges, and Bobby Martin. Three people who really, really gave us a look into what character is about, what perseverance is about, determination, and teamwork.
Two high schools represented today. My role in particular was to share basically, you know, part of my life.
Failure. You're gonna fail. You're not gonna be perfect. You're gonna succeed at some other stuff. But all the experiences are there for you to learn from.
If I would have gone back and looked at that game that off season, I think the healing process would have been a lot simpler. But to hear fans say that we wouldn't have been in that game if it wasn't for me is, there is some gratification in that. The biggest thing is that I had to be man enough to take responsibility for the play, for the fumble.
People gonna give you blame. People gonna call you on your mistakes, and that's okay because you're gonna fail. But also know you get back on it. Now, if you can stay focused on what you want to achieve, what you want to be, then you can overcome. Part of growth is teaching to others. Share the experience that you had, because this life is just not just for me or just not just for you. It's for the other people that are around you that can learn as well.
Ernest, who was one of the great running backs in Cleveland Browns history, along with his teammate and friend Kevin Mack, talking about the teamwork that they put in together to make the Browns successful. Yet he came back to the one thing, unfortunately, too many people think of when they think of Ernest Biner, who had a brilliant career, is the fumble. He used that as a life lesson, not only for himself, but shared with others how a fumble, as his book says, everyone fumbles. You will fumble in life, but you have to recover from it. You have to go forward. You have to use it as a learning experience, and you can't let it tear you down.
There's many layers to both winning and losing football games, as it is in winning and losing in life.
So one experience, one fumble, one bad thing by you, or one great thing by you, doesn't make you who you are. It's all of the experiences.
How cool is that? I just love that he's using that moment to inspire so many people now.
Yeah, it's pretty special stuff. Dog Pound, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to see Barkevious Mingo spend a little recess time on a playground, yes, that he helped build. Time for some Browns trivia, Dog Pound. The Cleveland Browns Foundation offers a Marion Motley Scholarship to two local deserving students annually whose long-term career goals include working in education. To date, how much money has been granted to deserving scholars? Is it A, $5,000, B, $19,000, C, $86,000, or D, $190,000? The answer is D. The Cleveland Browns Foundation has granted $190,000 to deserving college-bound students and boasts a 100% graduation rate among the scholarship recipients.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. As a rookie, Barkevious Mingo visited an area elementary school and helped to make over a playground. Well, this year he returned to talk about the importance of breakfast and, of course, recess.
On this day, 12th of March, 2015, we at Clara Westrup pledged that we will fuel greatness by eating breakfast every day. Breakfast will help provide us with energy to start the day, get proper nutrients, focus in class, and have better behavior. You're not eating breakfast today? You ate at home. This breakfast is good too, look at this. You got burritos. It all starts with breakfast. It gets you going in the morning, gets your mind going, gets your body going. And for us as football players, we need that to get going and being able to maintain our bodies and play at a high level. This event was made special because my rookie year, we came here and I actually painted this pole. I painted purple for LSU. They had purple paint. I was like, I want to paint that pole right here because it's purple. We did the playground, and we had some guys work on another part of the building, but it was great to come back out here.
You cold? You're not cold. You're warm.
I mean, it was great. You see them light up coming through the doors this morning. They see Chomps. Chomps was the main attraction, but I was second, so it was good, and it was good to see them light up and get in here and eat some breakfast and start their days off.
Well, as we've seen, Sarah, many times, the Browns players are no strangers to giving back to the community. They love taking part in the Browns Give 10 initiative. Well, the Browns front office members, they're not shying away either.
I know. In fact, you'll probably think you're watching a show on HDTV when you see this and them giving back to help improve Providence House.
Got the whole Browns organization here at Providence House doing some work, painting some walls, putting together some furniture.
We're a crisis nursery, so only children live here. While they're living here, we work on the whole child, helping catch them up, and we also help their parents get out of the family crisis that's placing their child at risk of abuse or neglect. 95% of our families successfully reunify, and we stick with them for about 6 months after they leave to make sure they stay that way.
We talked about in the summer about giving back and giving 10. You can actually do things instead of just writing checks and get back in the community, and I think that can be contagious. And I think we've all given 10 and more, and I'm really proud of our crew.
Not only would we like to invest our man hours, but also $1,000 to you guys. I know you're doing well.
Thank you so much.
To learn more about the Cleveland Browns Foundation's support of Providence House, you can visit provhouse.org. We'll be right back with more Inside the Cleveland Browns. When we return, you'll witness a total team effort at the food bank.
We're so blessed with what we have, you know, why not give back?
And later, you'll see a dream come true with the signing of a contract.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Just like the NFL, the Cleveland Food Bank considers Thanksgiving their busy time of year. Now, with the little downtime they have, the players give back. And this is something all of Cleveland can be thankful for.
Oh, just a great experience. I mean, the Greater Cleveland Food Bank takes care of so many different people, and the food that we, you know, get out here today hopefully gets to some young people, some people that really need the food, and it's just a good cause, and, you know, I wouldn't rather be doing anything else today.
Because I think what it's all about, man, you know, God blesses, you know, certain people put you in a position to help, and I think it's everybody's responsibility, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and that's what I believe in, man. I've been blessed so much, and the least I could do is try to bless others.
It's great to have the support of the Cleveland Browns. They are helping provide so many meals, thousands of meals, actually, to hungry people in Northeast Ohio. We don't want anyone to go hungry at any time of the year, but, you know, especially during the holidays, it's nice to know that these people are going to get a nice hot meal, you know, a turkey with all the fixings, and it's nice to see so many people helping them out.
I mean, now that I'm in, that I have the platform that I have, you know, we're so blessed with what we have, you know, why not give back? And I mean, every Tuesday or every time I have time to give back, I always do.
I think it's, you know, our responsibility to give back to especially children that don't have certain privileges, and especially food and being able to have a nice meal on a special day like Thanksgiving or Christmas or any day, really. So it's just a special deal for us, so I'm glad to be here.
That's a ton of food. Donations are always important at the food bank, especially in the summertime when the kids are out of school. You know, another initiative that the Browns are very involved with is the military, and they had a very special salute to service event that some of the men and women who serve our great country got a chance to hang out with their favorite football team.
It's awesome. I mean, what the Browns do with the veterans of the area, they've always been big backers. This is like the third or fourth time I've been here, and they've always been welcome to all the military veterans in the area or just any branch, so not just the Marine Corps.
What a beautiful day. What a blessing. This is a great opportunity, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, I think the biggest message is just to say thank you, because they sacrifice a lot for us to be able to come out here on a Tuesday and practice football and then go out on Sundays and play the game that we love. And we can't thank them enough for the things that they do for our country.
It's a fantastic facility, a great organization. Really appreciate Mr. Haselman and Mike Pettin taking the time to meet and greet everybody, the whole team. Everybody came over, said hey, said thanks. And I'd like to say thank you for them for taking the time to recognize us, and that really means a lot.
That is just so cool. I actually had the opportunity to be here for the Salute to Service Day and had a chance to meet so many men and women serving. Thank you again for all that you guys do. Now, coming up next, so one of my favorite parts of the season last year is when we had a military homecoming at one of our Browns home games. So keep it right here.
Up next, we'll join players as they celebrate the achievements of one Cleveland school. And watch as a very special fan's dream comes true.
What's it like to be playing for the Browns?
I think it's awesome.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Sarah, the football season, it's filled with so many special memories on and off the field. Something happened last year, very special at halftime, one of our games. Army Sergeant Anthony Wagner, he got a chance to surprise his family with a very special homecoming no one will ever forget.
My name is Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner. I'm 34 years old. I am stationed out of Fort Carson, Colorado with Arrowhead Company of 112. I've been gone for 9 months during a deployment to Afghanistan. The reason why I'm here is I wanted to surprise my kids during one of your home games.
Yeah. And nobody else knows besides...
Let some key people know just so they can watch for it.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, nobody knows. The fans, nobody knows.
I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. They're my second half. And without them, it is hard to complete your day. But just knowing that they're there waiting for you makes it worth it.
I just know my daughter's face. And as soon as I see it, it's...
She's as cute as
I'm going to start crying.
Right now, my kids currently think that I'm still deployed. They think that they're going to be recognized for community service. I'm actually going to surprise them. They have no clue that I am home. And when I walk out of that tunnel, it's going to be emotional. The tears are going to start coming down.
The Cleveland Browns are proud to recognize fans who give back through the First and Ten movement. Jalen and Austin are siblings who inspire others as they help their community through the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. Their father, Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner, is currently deployed with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. He has sent a message to his children to congratulate them on their recognition.
Jalen and Austin, when I heard you were being recognized by the Cleveland Browns, I wanted to send you a message. I know that I have been gone for 9 months, and I love you. During that time, you have been strong, doing community service, and also with the First and Ten program. With that, I want to say thank you to the Cleveland Browns, and I have one more surprise.
Dogpound has a surprise for his family. Please welcome home deployment Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner.
What is going on?
It's probably the best feeling I ever had, ever. It's the emotions can't even be described.
It's all right, sis. I love you.
That's awesome.
Probably the best meal I ever had in my life. Being able to come home and try to keep the tears back, and as soon as I seen them, I couldn't stop. It just happened.
But guess what?
No more crying. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm back.
So it's all happy, okay? All right.
I will never forget that moment. I'm sure I wasn't the only one that was shedding a tear during that. Well, in our next video, it's all about a celebration at Walton School, where Billy Wynn, as part of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, threw a party to celebrate the kids' success for their leadership skills.
Cleveland Browns are here to celebrate Walton Schools, which is one of the schools supported by the Cleveland Browns Foundation through fundraising events like the Radiothon.
It's nice to get out of the classroom and get some ice cream. I wish I had that when I was a kid.
The one I've seen. Want some sprinkle? All right.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome.
Just here to let these kids know we're proud of them for, you know, all they've achieved and doing things the right way. You know, it just shapes you as a person. You know, you do things, you know, the right way at a young age. You know, that stuff follows with you and it carries on.
today's a great day for us. We've got the Radiothon, we've got the Stay at Walton, and they're all intertwined. The more we give back, the more support we'll have, the better we'll do.
The Cleveland Browns Foundation has been a critical partner for us during the past 2 years. We've been able to increase our parental involvement by over 500% due to the fact that parents feel that there's other people invested in their families and in their students. And so for us to continue to move forward, we rely on this partnership and the presence that we saw here today as well.
I think the people that are here at the Walton School do a phenomenal job of involving themselves and giving away their time. And that's what we're doing, is just trying to give back some time and show these kids that education is truly important.
You know, one Walton School parent I talked to that day told me that her daughter hasn't missed a day of school since the Browns came because she doesn't want a chance missing another Browns party. All right, keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When we return, 9-year-old Dylan Sutcliffe signs a one-day contract with the Browns and has a day that none of us will ever forget.
I think the Browns really went above and beyond to make him feel special and important and welcome.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. When Make-A-Wish Ohio asked 9-year-old Dylan Sutcliffe what his dream was, he only had one answer, and that was to play for the Cleveland Browns.
Yep, and the Browns didn't hesitate at all. They stepped up to the plate in a big way. They brought Dylan and his whole family right here to Berea for a day they'll never forget.
Today was amazing. You know, we knew that we were going to be showing up in a limo, so that was cool, and the kids thought that was great. The doors open and there's like 200 people standing there clapping.
Just to look around and see there's hundreds of people looking out and down and all around, and it's all about Dylan, and it was just so very humbling.
He handled it like a pro. I mean, I couldn't have done as well as he did. But the happiest and funniest moment was when he saw the big picture of him, his head, that the life-size head picture. He cracked up big time.
You got a big face up there.
He was dying to see the locker room. The fact that he has his own helmet, that he has two jerseys now with his name on them, that he has gloves and wristbands and towels and everything. I mean, it's perfect.
I think the Browns really went above and beyond to make him feel special and important and welcome. I mean, as far as he's concerned, he's a part of the team, and I think that'll mean the world to him.
I got his contract right here. We just got it approved by the league. It's all right here, written and signed.
Especially as he gets older and looks back on this day and just all the nth degree of detail and planning that went into making this wonderful for him and for all of us.
Who is your favorite player?
Phil Taylor.
My favorite part of the day was standing in the middle of the huddle.
Big welcome for our newest Brown. He signed a contract this morning.
Yeah. All right. Phil Taylor picked Dylan up, and he said, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Hey, Browns on three. 1, 2, 3.
Browns.
Good job, Dylan. All right, guys.
Everybody's putting their hands on him. I'm like,
that was pretty amazing.
All these giants in front of this little guy.
And the players in particular were just so kind to each take a few minutes with him and say hello to him and sign the football. And they're just so very kind and gracious. I couldn't have been
more. In particular, the quarterbacks.
Yes.
The four guys just spent some really quality time with Dylan, especially Josh McCown.
Did you have fun? You like all this sunshine?
Yeah,
nice day, I'll tell you.
Dylan was born, happy, healthy baby, very, very normal child. The thing that first clued us in that something might be out of order, shall we say, he didn't walk until he was 17 months old. And he walked with kind of a wobble that was such that, you know, we were trying to figure out what might be causing that.
There was something that wasn't right about his development.
Yeah, we couldn't put our finger on it.
He was 3.5.
3.5. Ataxia telangiectasia, or AT for short, it's a rare immune or genetic disorder that involves both immune deficiency as well as diminishing mobility.
And of course, the hardest part about being parents with two children with this is the fact that we don't know how long they're going to live. Could be in their teens, 20s. We live each day in the moment, and we appreciate each other. And where we have to spend so much time with them, helping them eat and go to the bathroom and get dressed and walk from the living room to the kitchen, well, that's a blessing, because we get to spend all the time with our kids.
We choose to be happy. Happiness and joy are our choice.
You got it. Nice job.
He would want people to know that he's okay and that he's just like everyone else.
Maybe you're not as quick as the others, but that's okay because we all have special gifts and, you know, he has a sharp mind and he can memorize all these players and their names and their numbers and it doesn't matter that he's wobbly. He has a lot of other gifts to share with people.
And he's going to have these memories forever and hopefully when he gets older, maybe he'll get to write a letter on his own thinking in some way, but I would definitely know that from the bottom of his heart, he thanks everybody. So,
tell me what it's like to be playing for the Browns.
What's it like to be playing for the Browns?
I think it's awesome.
All right.
Dustin, I know you probably feel the same way, but I've just been so moved by the whole Sutcliffe family and their positive outlook on life.
Yeah, just an amazing, touching story. Good job by the Browns for bringing him in. The Browns players were really touched by it as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, we've had so much fun with you spending this episode taking you through all the community events of your Cleveland Browns.
And now let's take a look at what the Cleveland Browns Foundation and community team are planning for the 2015 season.
For community events leading into the season, we have some great opportunities for the Dog Pound to give back through our First and 10 platform. Beginning with August 1st, we have our annual Cleveland Browns Blood Drive that will take place at over 10 sites throughout Northeast Ohio, and we're really excited to have added Cuyahoga Community College as one of those sites in addition to the training camp experience that fans can have to help save a life. As we head further into August, we have USA Football Month celebration. As you can imagine, youth football is incredibly important to the Cleveland Browns, and we want to make sure that we're engaging not only with the children, but with the parents who are making those decisions to have their child play the sport. And we're hosting a mom's clinic on August 22nd. So moms can register online right now. Go to clevelandbrowns.com to register to receive additional information so you can be part of that closed practice. As we head into October for breast cancer awareness, we are going to partner with the American Cancer Society to recognize those individuals who have overcome breast cancer or who are still battling the disease. We want to honor you and celebrate you and create awareness, as well as our food drive that will take place to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and our toy drive that's in partnership with the Marines for our Toys for Tots collection that will take place in December. Everyone can make a difference in the lives of somebody else, and that is what our First and 10 platform is all about. We want fans, everyone in the Dog Pound, to take the pledge to give 10 hours of community service. And by doing that, you can share your story with other fans by using the hashtag Give10, and you can really change lives and make an impact. And more importantly, you can inspire others.
Cleveland Browns Foundation is really excited to start the 2015 season. For the first time, we'll be hosting our 50-50 raffle in Columbus at our Orange and Brown scrimmage, and that'll allow, obviously, the fans at the event to participate in the raffle. The funds will obviously benefit the Cleveland Browns Foundation, but also a local Columbus charity as well. We'll also be doing the second year of our raffle at all of our home games. Last year, that raised $175,000. For the Browns Foundation as well as other local charities. So very excited. A lot of our fans participated in that. And that also means that $175,000 went home to our fans as well. And we're really excited to do our second annual Radiothon this year. It will be on September 15th and 16th on ESPN Radio. We will have a whole host of interviews again from our players, our coaches, our front office staff, as well as experience packages that fans are able to bid on. And some of those included last year, like Joe Thomas. You're able to go fishing with a few friends and Joe Thomas. Ray Farmer, you can watch film with him and really get an inside view of what he looks at when he's looking at film. So a lot of different ways for our fans to become engaged in what we're doing and to participate in and support Cleveland Browns Foundation and our efforts. We certainly encourage our fans to check out clevelandbrowns.com in the community section to learn more about our fundraising as well as our initiatives to support the community.